servants kill people's worse. That's brutal. These guys suck. Whoever has the keys to the Twitter account should know better. It's tweeting out jokes. And the bottom one, you can't see it, it goes, "Hi, I'm trapped at home with no power and no food." And he's getting mad at them. The greatest thing is this guy has no power. He's in the middle of a hurricane. He's tweeting, which is awesome. I love that. People say Twitter, the tweets don't mean much, right? Every time I see President's Choice or The Gap now, I think this. Just like every time I see Ritz-Carlton, I think Joshy. Good or bad, we are fed brands by everything we do. Yes, 99.9% of tweets are of the mundane, of the boring, and nobody cares. And then you do this. It has impact. 140 characters can affect 140 years of a brand. One thing. If I look at that, it'll affect me. It does affect me. It may affect you now. Or maybe you don't care. It's up to you. But it affects me. It affects me on a huge, huge level that you need to be able to understand. And before I want to give you one more example before I get to the next one about what it means to me by just one little tweet can change. You saw the Virgin Mobile one, right? You can see it changed the bottom line. There's another example. I was taking a flight back in Newark again, or this is LaGuardia. And I was connecting, I was going through Delta. I got to security early because I'm Canadian. So I got there, and I lined up early, and I got there, and they started letting everybody on through the security quicker who had late for their flights, and I was like, oh, great fun. 45 minutes, I finally get to the front, and I'm putting my bin into the x-ray machine, I'm disrobing, you know, I'm getting ready to go through this thing, and just then, 9 flight attendants show up. Right? Have you ever been in security near the front when flight attendants show up? Right? They're allowed to go right through, right? Now, I understand why. They're going to get their plane, I get that, but understand one thing, but the first rule of Flight Club is that the plane will not take off without the flight attendants. It will take off without me. All right, so I'm not sure about that prioritization, how that works. So as I'm waiting there, they have priority, but that does not excuse you from manners. I don't care who you are, where you're from, or what you've done, there's no excuse for not having some manners and general politeness with another human being. So, and my mama raised me right. And I, please thank you, excuse me. That's how we roll. So these guys come up, and they literally all hip-check me to get into the bin in the security. Canadian, I understand hip checks, okay? These people are like Gordie frickin' Howe coming off the line to me here, pushing me through, and by the 7th person, I'd had enough. And I said, come on. And the 7th woman was there, and she says something under her breath, I can't hear her, but apparently she said, excuse me, after I got angry. And she turns around, I'm like, just an excuse to me would be nice. And she looks at me, and she goes, I said excuse me. And I looked at her, and I said, I didn't hear you. And then she looks at me and says, well, open your ears. And I just looked at her, do you know who I am? What did you say? She's like, I said, excuse me. And on her collar, she's got a big Delta, you know, sign of their company. I'm like, and I get through security and I'm done. I am furious walking out of this place. I get out of this, what do? I gotta tweet this. I solely have Twitter to complain about these things, right? And I am so angry, I want everything in return to make this up. I want a plane. I want my face on a plane. I want Delta changed to Scott. I want the president's chair, and I want unlimited pretzels on any flight I go on. And I tweet, Delta, thanks so much for the flight attendant who hip-checked me and then told me to open my ears, and I sent it. And I'm like, oh, I hate Delta. My kids are never going to fly Delta. Their children are never going to fly Delta. We have a generational embargo on this company. Never. 3 minutes later, Delta replies, oh, wow. I don't care what kind of day somebody's having. There's no excuse to be rude. I am so sorry. And the initial sign by the person, not we're sorry, I'm so sorry, and signed by the person, Kelly, something. And she tweets it to me. And I see it, I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you. And in my rage from the first tweet, I misspelled Delta. I was so angry, I was blinded by it, and I spelt it Detla. And they still found it. They have so many people yelling at them in blind rage that they have a search set up for Detla on their screen. And I went from furious to wanting my own fleet of planes to like, I tweeted back, I can't be mad anymore. Thank you so much. And we're back. You're welcome. I got on the plane.
Instead of just ready to pounce on it.
And the thing is, and my buddy Mike Mitch Joe was great, great author. He wrote that 6 Pixels of Separation. Canaan, that guy from Montreal, got a new book coming out, and great guy. And I was on his podcast a few weeks ago, and he read my books, and he's like, but he's an agency guy, big brand guy, and he's like, yeah, that's awesome, Scott. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares? Does that affect their bottom line at all, their $1 billion bottom line, at all? I said, well, I don't know if it affects $1 billion of it. But I know 2 days later, I had a choice between a direct American flight and a direct Delta flight to Dallas. And I picked Delta. And that was worth $680 to them. So I don't know if it's going to affect their $1 million down the road. I know it affected my purchasing decision. One tweet, 80 characters, changed my mind. It has an effect, right? It has an effect. To a furious, entitled social media person like me, it flipped my mind around. When you see somebody complain about potentially your brand, they don't want usually what they're demanding. They just want to be heard. They just want to be acknowledged. I phoned Bell once, and I've given Bell more money than my house. I phoned Bell. I phoned them, and I was so angry, rightfully so. I'm like, I lost the signal again, and they lost all the voicemails. I called them like, you suck at this. The girl picks up when she's talking, she's like, that does suck. I'm sorry. I would be totally angry too. I get it. I'm going to do whatever I can to help you. Okay. And I'm fine again. And just like that T-Mobile one, right? People say, well, who cares? I'm in the market for a U.S.-based cell phone. Why? Have you ever gone to the States with your Canadian phone? For the roaming charges you get for these things? You buy a new car monthly with what the roaming charges are for that thing. So I'm in the market for it. Right? I'm in the market for one. I won't go T-Mobile because that's the brand in my head. There is an effect. Will it affect 1 million people? No. It affects me and possibly some other people. I cannot think we're in a world where being a jerk to your customers is good. I don't want to live in that world. I think there is an effect with these things. Here's a great example of recovery as well. Here's a famous video from a year ago from FedEx. Have you seen this video last year? The FedEx guy is chucking a package over a fence, which happens to be a computer monitor. Even if he was shipping styrofoam to somebody, he still shouldn't be throwing the box over a fence. He didn't ring the buzzer, he didn't knock on a door, he chucked it and walked away. Right? And the guy who's a geek like me is, of course, recording the condo camera, so he's got all this on film. First question, can the FedEx truck be parked any better in the frame? Right? It's like a UPS guy pulled that in there, right? We got two logos in the shot? We're good. All right, let's do this. The guy uploads a video, gets 1 million views in 12 hours, thing gets rocking. Why? Because we've all been, you know, crapped on by delivery one way or the other like this. And so what happens is FedEx replies, though, the same day. And they reply first with a blog post reply, a statement from the company. And the title of the blog post is the greatest blog post title I've ever seen in my life. And the title was, absolutely, positively, unacceptable. Absolutely, period. Positively, period. Unacceptable, period. And I'm just like, oh, well played. And there was a video underneath it from Matthew Thornton the frickin' third. We are not messing around here. He was the senior VP of FedEx Express U.S. operation, and he makes a video looking right at the camera saying, well, pretty much, we screwed up, and I'm sorry. And the great blog post of what they're doing and how this is not